Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. That's the best way to start a segment.
Isn't it fun?
It is. Jenna, how are you?
I'm great, Brock. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
God bless Friday.
I know, right? It's the best day of the week. Now, speaking of the weekends,
yes.
Sometimes it's nice to have a cold drink on the weekend.
It's always nice to have a cold beverage. Weekend, weekday.
And you are the expert on cold beverages.
I don't know about that, but I brought some good stuff today.
You have a full plethora of carbonated drinks. I don't know.
Sure do. Carbonated drinks.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So what do we got today? What are we kicking off with?
Okay.
Here?
So Oscar Blues is a brewery out in Colorado.
Very nice.
And they're recently one of our suppliers and partners.
Awesome.
And they've been in our state for a little over a year, but we're recent partners with them.
Okay.
And they make some incredible beer. I brought today their Kendundrum variety pack because I feel like variety packs are very, very popular
yes.
right now because it's not a commitment to one beer if you've mm-hmm. never had it. They want, you know, with craft beer, there's so many out there. There's so many choices, different styles. Maybe you're mm-hmm. feeling like maybe I want an IPA, but then I want something lighter
yeah,
for later.
Yeah.
And so I think they've become really popular as well as like You Pick Six at stores and stuff. And I love that idea of mm-hmm. getting a sampler pack.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, because I think people's beer palate has become so much broader
exactly.
nowadays, and people want to try all these new, exciting,
yeah.
you know, beers. So it's the perfect way to get a little bit of everything and maybe find a new favorite.
Exactly. And yeah. I think that people, like you just hit it on the head, it's people now are drinking about with experiences
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they're drinking like with what they're doing, what they're having to eat,
yeah.
And how what their mood is. It's
yeah.
not necessarily this is what I drink, this is the only thing I drink. You might have one favorite in a certain category
yeah.
or a certain brewery you might love, and an old favorite like a Bud Light or something. But,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, I think that's nice. to have a different variety.
Absolutely. Variety is the spice
variety.
Of life. That's right. Variety. Oh, my God.
I just love it. It's so great.
We're going to do the next one all in a Valley Girl accent.
I think we totally should.
All right.
And like,
so good. Oh, my God. Becky.
So wonderful. Give me those French fries.
That's right. So what are we starting with here?
Okay. So we're going to start out with their Pilsner. So craft Pilsners are becoming very popular
yes.
because people, you know, they're finding out, yeah, you can have one or two, maybe three IPAs mm-hmm. that are really, really big.
Yes.
But it's hard to drink like more than that, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So people really like easy drinking. The craft breweries are like figuring that out, that definitely a good style for light style.
Okay.
So we're going to have the Mama Little Yellow Pils and pack it in, pack it out.
That's right.
So it's a gold medal winner and it's good. Good stuff.
I like it. Here we go. Ooh, it smells very good.
Yes.
All right. Mama's Little Yellow Pils.
mm-hmm.
Mm. Ooh, that's nice.
Isn't that good?
That's really good.
Super easy to drink, you know, nice and cold, refreshing, something mm-hmm. on a hot day, or just something that you want, like, you know, you're feeling like a lighter beer.
Yeah, yeah, that's got a nice just kind of start to finish. It's smooth.
Yep.
No bite to it. I like
no
it.
No bite. Mm. Nope, not meant to be bitey.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, so what's next?
Okay, so next we're going to go to their flagship. Their flagship is called Dale's Pale Ale.
Nice.
It's definitely their best-selling beer, far and away. A little something cool about Oscar Blues, as you guys all have seen, like the cans and craft beer now. Forever and ever, there was a stigma against cans mm-hmm. with like craft beer.
Yeah.
That it would always be in bottles and it was higher class and stuff. But cans are like the perfect vessel
mm-hmm.
For craft beer because there's no light. For beer in general, there's no light exposure to oxidize the beer. So people really, really liked the can. Well, Dale's Pale Ale was the first can to ever really launch the craft beer scene.
Nice.
Yeah. So they kind of like brought the can to the craft beer,
yeah.
if you will. Yep. So we're going to crack open Dale's.
Yeah, Dale's. And I like that Dale's Pale Ale.
Yeah. He's the founder and owner of Oscar Blues. So
I love it.
Yeah. Right. Kind of named after him. Right.
Mountain Pale Ale. Mm-mm.
And this is out of Longmont, Colorado.
Canned craft beer, that is delicious.
It's good.
That is really, really good.
Yeah, and that's why their variety pack's also called Kendundrum, like can, you know.
And 6.5.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, it'll
thick.
Get you.
That's hearty.
It'll get you. It's a great pale ale. It
is, really is.
You know, pale ales are kind of like the gateway to IPAs, but mm-hmm. I feel like this one is a little bit, you know, bold. For a pale ale, but
it is.
It's really balanced, and so I think that's why it sells so well.
And you hit the nail on the head. That is a great. If someone is like, oh, I want to try, but I'm not. That's a great one to start with.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yep.
All right. Good. Well, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back more with Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.